Nina.
And
and we are talking about our blogs because they're very similar. I just want to acknowledge that we're using Zencastr, recommended to us by our lovely professor, because due to social distancing, we are no longer together in person. So that's how we're bringing this podcast to you guys.
All right. So how have you been, Jess?
I have been extremely bored. You know, finding things to do, finding new music to listen to, finding new things to keep me occupied. I feel like it's just very much killing time. What about you?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if it feels weird that we're still doing schoolwork because I feel like I'm like on a break, but I'm not. So exactly. It's a weird mixture of being bored and then like having things to do.
No, I totally feel you. It's like my motivation to do anything is like gone right now. My sleep schedule's so messed up. Yeah, I'll wake up so late and like think I'm on break, but I actually have homework, so it's so confusing. Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your blog and, you know, how you originally were planning to do it?
Yeah, totally. So I created this blog for my senior capstone project. It's called Hidden Gems, and I really just wanted to sort of take on this project that I could have fun with, but also that would really culminate everything I've kind of learned and done in my journalism major. So it's called Hidden Gems, and basically the idea was that I was going around to different small businesses around Fredonia and just trying them out and talking to people, talking to owners, talking to customers there, and to just really highlight all the different businesses and cool places around Fredonia that we have that aren't necessarily like the most popular places that everyone goes to. And we had that Small Business Revolution TV show happening earlier in the semester, so I thought it was a pretty cool opportunity to go around to different places that I'd never really been to. Because I don't know about you, but like me and my friends, we all have these like normal places we go to all the time. But I thought it'd be cool to go to different places. So I only made it to two places, sadly, during the semester. But I went to Om Nom Gluten Free Bakery, which was really cool. It's a pretty new business, and the owners were super nice. It's a great little family company. And then the other place I went to was Rhythm and Grooves Record Store, and that was another really cool business. Definitely a place I would go back to. So that was what my original idea was, and sadly, almost impossible to do now with the whole virus and social distancing thing happening. But
oh my god, yeah, I totally like enjoyed your blog. I've read some of your posts. I've been to Rhythm and Grooves myself for like, it was my Fred Ventures story for Elmer in whatever class that is. No, I talked to the guy, the owner. He's so cool. It's just so pretty in there. And I do like, you know, the sentiment of like appreciating small businesses and like the work that they do. It is thundering outside my house. There's gonna be a huge storm. But no, yeah, like I agree with like the sentiment of like keeping up with small businesses and acknowledging their existence, because like I don't really have the option most of the time because I don't really have a car, and most of the time in Fred the weather isn't nice enough that I can't even walk. So when I do get to go to a cute little business, I appreciate it. And now it's like, damn, I would have walked, you know?
I know. I'm the same because I don't have a car on campus either. But I would make it these like cute little trips. Like I would go with my boyfriend, or I'd like take some friends with me. And it was like I was doing assignments, doing a project, but it was still fun. And like I have all these pictures now. I have all these memories. So it was like a really cool combination of an assignment and fun.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah, I miss it now. But tell me about your blog, because ours are really, really similar. And it was funny how we kind of realized that after we started publishing
Yeah.
them.
So my blog is called Fred Facades, and originally it was sort of like a broad topic because I feel like my original vision was to do small businesses like you, but I knew I wasn't gonna have like the time, the money, or the means to get to all these businesses myself throughout the year. So I made it sort of like broader so I could have more wiggle room. So basically Fred Facades like embodies like acknowledging the things that I find beautiful about Fredonia myself, because it is like such a beautiful town, and I know people always make comments about it, like, oh, it's so boring, there's nothing to do, and it's like, no, you're not looking deep enough. Like, there's so much here. Like, it's such beautiful nature, there's such beautiful picture spots. Like, you don't even have to spend money to enjoy yourself here or like look at something pretty. So like my blog was pretty much going to be something like that, and most of it meant going to the small businesses and taking photos there, because as you know, if you follow my Insta, I love like food photography and stuff like that.
Yes. I love your pictures so much. Like every time you post, I'm like you are so good at it.
Thank
And
you.
I love that idea about like finding the beauty because I am guilty of doing that, like saying Fred is can be such a boring, dull place sometimes. But you're so right. Like there are so many amazing, beautiful things about it, and I feel like people don't take advantage of that enough. So I love that whole concept.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So, how has yours changed now? Obviously, like you said, you can't go to the businesses anymore. So, like, what have you been doing now to make up for it?
Right. So this has been pretty hard because at first I was like, what do I do? And it seemed like for me, like the whole quarantine thing was just kind of like it was such an obvious thing. Like, what I didn't want to ignore it. It's just like, that's just how life is now. So I decided to just kind of take the whole quarantine thing and run with it the best that I could. So I'm trying to find little things that I can do at home that still kind of somewhat relate to my original idea. So one of the first new posts I made when I was home was just an article about how to support small businesses while social distancing is happening, because I've seen so much of that going on like social media and on the news, because you know, if everyone's stuck at home, like the economy is really struggling and small businesses are really, really struggling. And that's just like so upsetting to me. So I thought it would be a cool idea of a way to, I guess, bring awareness to that. So, you know, just things like getting takeout from like local restaurants or like supporting local artists, things like that. But it's just been a little bit of a struggle for me. I've done like a What Is Everyone Listening To article, just like little podcasts or like music playlists that people can turn to. Another one that I really want to try that I've been working on is taking some of my favorite restaurants and their like my favorite dishes from them and recreating them at home. That's been a little bit of a struggle, but I'm working on that, so I'm kind of excited about it. But yeah, it's honestly just like taking things day by day and like not pretending that everything's normal because it's obviously not, and just finding little ways that I can still be kind of engaged with the community from home, I guess.
No, yeah, like I totally get that. Like, same for me. I've had like little to no motivation to continue my blog, and I've talked to my
I
professor
know.
about this. Like, it just like it sounds like I'm trying to get out of doing it, but like literally I had to come all the way from Fredonia back to New York City where I'm from, and it just made me so upset, and especially like how affected we are here. Like, I could not go about writing my blog pretending like nothing was wrong. So I realized I had to like ditch the whole Fred Facades thing and sort of make it like a general like personal blog, I guess. Like, I try to relate it to like what I've done previously, but I like want to leave wiggle room for myself, like I said, because like there's not much to really talk about. So my blog right now is called Fred Facade / The Quarantine Queen. And I'm basically gonna do similar to what you said, like talking about like my favorites right now, things that are going on in my life, my favorite music, things like that, just to like pass the time and like basically just to post, because you know I need to blog something, and it is fun to like blog my things like now, but it's not as fun as it was before.
I know, I miss it. I did kind of try to create my blog to be something that I would want to continue. So, like, I definitely wanted to extend it into Rochester, where I'm from, like, once I was home. And, like, I genuinely do love, like, going to small businesses and, like, restaurants and writing about them. Like, I love doing that. So I want to continue this when everything is back to normal. But I think it is... As much as I, like, want to ignore the fact that everything is so crazy right now, as much as I hate it, I think it is going to be pretty interesting to, like, have that. It's almost like having a journal. Just the fact that we've been blogging about it, like, in real time. Like, once we do go back to normal and once I do get to write about things I really want to, it'll still be really interesting and sort of unique to be able to see, like, what we were doing during
I totally agree, and that's how I look at social media too. It's like a visual diary, and since we're able to incorporate writing into it too, it makes it even more sentimental to me. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping I can look back on it with
Me too. So what have you been doing since we've been cooped up in the house? Like, what have been your, like, go-to things to do?
So I'm gonna be honest, like, I wish I could say I've been super productive and creative like everyone is doing, or I don't know, I was hoping that I'd take this time to be really productive and work on myself, but it's pretty hard. So honestly, like, the first couple weeks that I was home, I was really upset, and I didn't do much of anything. But I've been slowly trying to, like, get myself into sort of a routine, I guess. So, I don't know. I've just been, like, things I've been listening to and, like, watching, I feel like I've kind of reverted to things that, like, I've always known and make me happy. Like, I haven't really been doing much searching for any new things, but, like, I haven't watched any shows except That 70s Show right now, which is, like, I've seen it a million times. Yeah, it's, like, it's just one of my favorites. I've watched it so many times, but it just has been bringing me some happiness. So that's pretty much all I've been doing. And I have been watching some, like, I watched some vloggers on YouTube. I feel like it's pretty interesting to see how, like, everyone around the world is dealing with this. Because sometimes I kind of forget that this is happening to everyone. Like, it can feel sometimes like it's just happening to you or, like, your circle. But when you see that all these people around the world are dealing with it, it's pretty interesting. So, I don't know. I found a lot of, like, vloggers that I like have been doing a lot of, like, positivity and that kind of thing on their channel. So, I've been liking
that. Which vloggers? I'd love to tune in.
Which vloggers? My favorite, her name's Gretchen Garrity. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's, like...
Oh, I have.
She's just, like... I don't even know how I found her. I found her just a few years ago. And she's just super positive and, like, cheery all the time. And it's been making me happy. She's, like, really just making the best of all this. And she also has a podcast that is called Happy Hour. Yeah. And she... In her podcast, she just... talks about, like, just positive and happy things, really, to just, like, take people's mind off of things. So, I don't know. That's what I've been watching. What about you?
I have been, pretty much, like you said, focusing on things that make me happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been watching a bunch of old shows, like The Office and Parks and Rec, and just things that make me laugh, because, as you said, like, I'm super upset right now. But one show I've been trying to watch, it's It's so funny. It's called Too Hot to Handle. And it's literally about, like, these people that they call in and they live on a resort. And they're all, like, conventionally attractive people. So, like, they just, like, interact with each other. And then in the middle of their stay, the thing, the, like, show basically tells them, like, you can't touch each other at all. And if you do, like, you get kicked off or something like that. It's so stupid, but so good at the same time. It's hysterical.
That sounds funny. I'll have to check it
out. Yeah, it's so stupid. But yeah, music too. I've pretty much been listening to, like, I call them, like, my nostalgic faves. Like, they just make me so happy. Like, Lana's old albums, you know, things like that.
Yeah, same. I saw you made the playlist. I did a little playlist for my quarantine, and I was looking back, and I'm like, why did I share this with everyone? Because this is just, like, old songs that, like, everyone already knows, and, like, I don't know. I really have just been turning back to, like, my old favorites.
No, I mean, like, there's nothing wrong with that and, like, sharing, like, the songs that you've been listening to. Like, my quarantine playlist is a mixture of, like, old and new. I try to update it, like, every few days because music is so current. I'll update it with, like, my new favorites that I've discovered. But from time to time, I'll add, like, older stuff just because I'm liking it at the moment.
My favorites I've been listening to a ton is the Growlers. I saw them in concert last summer, and they're just, like, super happy. They're, like, a beach rock band, and they just remind me of summer. Probably because, like, I saw them in the summer, but they're just really happy and, like, upbeat, and it, like, that's been helping me so much, because it just makes me feel like I'm, like, looking forward to summer.
Oh, yeah, I like the Growlers. I want to get more into them, because they seem super happy and summery. I actually have a summer playlist too that I listen to from time to time, just because it makes me excited for summer that we most likely will not have, but, you know, I'll get my hopes up anyway.
Don't say that.
But yeah, have you been, like, going outside the house at all, like going on walks or exercising or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been trying to a lot. So I have been trying to take a walk every day if I can. I have a dog, so I convince myself, like, it's good for him too. It's good for both of us. It's honestly helped me so much just being able to get outside, especially when it's nice out. Like, it just re-energizes me. And I just, like, hate the idea of just sitting inside, being home all day long. So I don't go every single day, but I try to as much as I can. I have been exercising a little, just trying to, like, get myself moving. I don't know if you've seen, but Kathy Forster from Res Life, she does the cardio dance classes at the aerobic center, and they've been live streaming them on Facebook, like, multiple times a week, and I do them so much.
Oh my gosh, I have to check them out, because I've been, like, so unmotivated to get moving and work out. Like, I'll go for walks, I'll go in my backyard with my sister sometimes. I even bought, like, a resistance band, but, like, I have not gotten up to do anything. I need some inspiration.
Oh my gosh, you have to do it. I would go to her classes sometimes, like, at school when we were still on campus, but now that she's doing them, like, multiple times a week, and they are so much fun. Like, it doesn't even feel like you're working out. It's like you just dance, and I'll just be, like, in my room dancing.
That's so fun.
It's so funny, but I'm, like, I'm so grateful they're doing that, because it really just keeps me moving doing that.
No, but, yeah, that seems so fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I've been trying, like, as best as I can to, like, focus on my health while I'm home, like, exercising. I've been trying to eat healthier just because, like, I don't know, just the idea of being stuck inside, like, seems so just detrimental to me. So I'm trying to, like, really focus on eating as healthy as I can. I've been trying to cook more, which, like, I'm not the best cook, but I figure this is a good time to learn. I started a food Instagram account.
Yes, tell the fans about that.
So I actually, it was for one of Elmer's classes for the print and digital editing class. I made a magazine about like food and healthy eating on campus. I was really into that. It was like, it was my junior year, I think. And I loved doing it. Like, I would take like pictures of food and like try out different recipes all the time. So since I've been home, I was thinking like, I really miss doing that. So I just randomly decided to make an Instagram account for my food. And I've honestly been loving it. Like, this is all I do anymore. But it really has just been like holding me accountable to eating better, and it's like giving me a lot of motivation to not only eat healthier but like actually cook and come up with recipes and try different things, which is something I'm so bad at because I can be really lazy when it comes to food. So I don't know, it's been fun. I don't know how long it'll last, but I've been liking it a lot. So
no, yeah, it looks so fun. Like, I'm so guilty of like eating junk because I'm locked in the house and I'm like, okay, the world's gonna end anyways, mm-hmm. like let's get fat, you know what I mean? So like, I've been looking at your account, I'm like, oh my god, I should try this, oh my god, I should tell my mom to make this for dinner, just like so I can eat something different because I'm tired of eating the same two things.
Same. No, I love that. It's fun to like experiment, and so many people have been doing that during quarantine. Like, everyone in the world is making banana bread, or like all these TikTok recipes are like going viral. So I mean, it's not always like healthy, but I think it's pretty cool that everyone's taking the time to just be creative in that way.
No, yeah, I agree. Like, even my mom has been like I showed her a TikTok recipe for, what was it, buffalo chicken quesadillas, and it sounds so basic, but like, it's not something we would ever think to make, but she made them for us and they were delicious. Same thing on Facebook, she found a recipe for like Italian rice balls. Like, we usually make those, but they had it in a different way. And she made that yesterday, and it was literally delicious. So, like, these internet recipes are where it's at.
Yes, I've been seeing your posts. They look so good. Like, I just think that's so fun because I feel like families, at least my family, like, we have the same, like, few things we always go to. We never really, like, branch out and try to make these crazy things. So,
no, yeah, we eat the same things, like, every week.
Yeah. Yeah, I might try baking something next. I have, like, always been horrible at baking, but I've been pretty inspired, so we'll see.
No, you should, and take pics and send me the recipe, because I want to try it.
I will, if it comes out good.
So when quarantine's over and things go back to normal, where's the first place you want to go?
Ooh, this is tough. I've been thinking about this a lot. I don't know if I could pick a specific place. Let me think. It's definitely going to be a restaurant, I think. Even though, like, most restaurants are doing takeout, it's just not the same for me.
Yeah, no, I feel it's not the same as, like, walking in there, sitting down, and eating it hot on your plate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say there's this one restaurant that's probably one of my favorites in Rochester. It's called Han Noodle Bar.
Ooh, like, is it my favorite. I go there. Is it like Asian food, like noodles?
Yeah, yes. Oh, and they're amazing. And they have a million things on their menu. And every time, like, if I'm with like my friends or with my boyfriend, every time we're like, oh, let's try something new. And then we just go to Han Noodle. So, I can definitely get takeout from them, but it's the cutest little place, and it's definitely not the same, so I'll probably go there, and then I'll probably go to, like, one of my favorite coffee shops, just because, like, the vibe is so different, and I miss it. And this is so random, but, like, something I'm really, really looking forward to for summer, if it happens, is ice cream. Like, yes. Ice cream is my weakness, and, like, during the summer, I always just want to go out for ice cream, and, like, that's something I don't think I could live without. So I'm really hoping I can go to an ice cream place.
I totally agree. Like my first stop would probably be the little coffee shop by my house. Like they're still open for, takeout, and they're really good about, like, they're doing, I think their delivery cost is $1 and they'll deliver to your door, which is sweet. But like it's still not the same, like you said, as walking in and like listening to the music and feeling the vibe of the place. So that will be one of my first stops. And then I want to go thrift shopping.
Oh, yes. That is such a good one.
I want to go to the thrift store, the big one in Brooklyn called Urban Jungle. It's huge. They just added a new like room essentially to the place. It's like a warehouse size thrift shop. It's so cool and so cheap.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like so much fun.
It is. You would love it.
I need to make a trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I just miss doing things.
Yeah, just doing normal things.
Yeah, this is gonna sound really weird, but like, I really miss grocery shopping. I don't know why. I never thought I'd say that, but like, my family's just been like shopping for like essentials and like just keep like my parents will just go and like keep it to a minimum because they have to like wear the face masks and like disinfect groceries. I honestly just miss like running to Wegmans. I don't know if that's such like a Rochester thing to say, but
Well, yeah, like I get what you're saying. Like we go to the grocery store for our essentials, but like it's not the same like experience like going in and like reading the stuff and putting it back. Like you can't do that anymore. So it's
right.
just not the same.
I know. Another thing I really miss is the library. I've always been a big library person and like I love reading and I thought I would be reading a lot during quarantine, but I really haven't been and I think it's probably because the library is closed.
Oh
So
yeah, that's sad.
yeah, I'm like I've pretty much read all the books I have at home, so I'm really excited for the library, and I know that makes me sound so boring, like I miss the library and Wegmans. But it's like,
No, it's
it really
not.
is
It
the
makes me
little things.
sound
Yeah, I know. It's really the little things like that that you take for granted. You don't realize like how much you miss.
Yeah, absolutely. So, to close out our podcast, would you say that you'd continue your blog after you graduate, or do you think you'd call it quits?
I definitely want to continue. Like I said before, like I picked it because it's something I really genuinely enjoy doing. And I haven't really like I've done some around Fredonia, not as much as I would have liked, but now that I'm in Rochester, there's so many options for me. And I think that especially after this quarantine is over, it's going to be even more important because like I said, like all these small businesses are really struggling to just even stay open. And I feel like it's going to be a huge thing after everything opens again. And I definitely like one, I just miss going to restaurants and stuff. And two, I want to be able to help, support those businesses if I can. So I definitely want to continue. I would love to do this as like a side job or like if I can make a job out of this, I'd love it. But what about you?
Personally, I think after this, I might call it quits. As much as I agree with you and I love visiting small businesses and blogging, I'm really not a fan of the WordPress layout, to be honest with you. It's sort of a lot, and like it's a lot to keep up with. So, and I'm very much an Instagram person, as you know. So I feel like that's sort of my platform. I can blog to a degree on there and like write captions, but I feel like after this, my blog might sort of go to the archives and I'll continue focusing on Instagram.
Yeah, totally. But you still have your senior capstone to do next year, so maybe you could do something with that. Like evolve it a little bit.
Yeah, speaking of, I have no idea what to do. I might do a magazine because I remember, I don't know if I've ever shown you my New York City magazine, but like that was a hit and like that's the most like thing that I've done that I'm most proud of. So I think I have a knack for creating a magazine, but we'll see.
Yeah, you totally should. No, it took me so long to decide what I wanted to do for mine. And I don't know, like, I was juggling with different ideas, and I want it to be, like, a really good, like, professional thing. But Elmer actually told me, like, do you want to do this? Like, do you want to have fun with it? Like, I had picked this random topic that I thought was really journalistic, and he's like, yeah, but will it be fun? And I was like, no. So he really does encourage that, and I'm grateful that he did, because I'm having fun with mine. So.
No, yeah, that's so fun. You should have fun with the last few projects you're going to be doing.
Yeah, totally. I'm really excited to see what you end up doing.
Oh my god, yeah, you'll be like one of the first I show, because oh. But yeah, I think we have all our ducks in a row. Everything slowly but surely is gonna get done. And we'll see how it goes, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know what I have to create a little magazine for my blog at the end, just to, like, you know, use my InDesign skills. I don't know what it's going to look like. It's going to be pretty weird, but...
Yeah.
We'll see. Like I said, it'll be a little blurb in our
But with that said, I think it's a good time to close out our podcast. What do you think?
Yeah. I think so, too.
Okay. Well, it was nice talking... It's always nice talking to you, Anina. It's always a pleasure.
You too. I wish we could be at school together still.
It's so I know, weird. I'm going to BJ's.
Oh, I miss it. But yeah, I'll definitely be back to visit.
Absolutely, let me know.
Yes, for sure. And good luck with all of your quarantine blog posts. I'm really excited to see what you come up with, because it'll probably inspire me, because I'm really lacking that inspiration. But
all right, well, I'll talk to you again soon. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.